Come back tomorrow to hear that word. And this is one, if you've been around, you've heard me speak before, but it's one of those words that I have to be reminded of, and therefore I assume if you're similar at all like me, if you have a nature like mine, then it's a word that you need to be reminded of too. And the Lord doesn't do anything again arbitrarily. Even the sequence of the things that he does has purpose. And John is interesting because there's a lot of things. 95% of the stuff in the Gospel of John is not in the other Gospels, the Synoptic Gospels. It's a really unique book. And there's a lot of foundational things in the Gospel of John, like it's referred to as the arch miracle in John 2, the wedding at Canaan, and that every other miracle kind of fits into the narrative of some truths in that one. But the first two followers of Jesus, Jesus said something to them, and because it was the first, because he said this to them, I believe it's kind of like discipleship 101. And often we try to grow into the deep things of God, but we forget the foundational truths. And then if you don't know the foundation to stand on, you get in trouble. So I find myself often having to go back and walk around the foundation again and remind myself this is the roots of a life of faith. Most of the time when I hear Christians speak about living by faith, they will have a promise. God will give them some promise. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of the Lord. And so they'll get some promise, and they see that promise. And their faith is to keep believing that and standing for that until they see its manifestation in the natural. And there's truth of that. That's a powerful expression of faith. Or they get some word from somebody prophetically, and they have that word, and we like that. That's, to me, the tricky part, the warfare, is between getting the word, seeing, and actually it happening. But still, they got something to hang on to. What's more difficult, but happens a lot in our lives, and that's why it's so foundational, is another expression of faith is when they ask Jesus, Lord, where you're staying, one of the ways that could be translated would be just, Lord, where are you going? Where are you headed? And Jesus' response to them was, come and see. He didn't tell them where. He just said, you'll see, but you got to come first. You just got to follow me, and then you'll see. Now, he didn't say, see, paint him a picture of it, and it's this far, it's down the road, looks like this, there's a nice place for you to stay, bed's going to be good, everything's going to be fine. Now, believe me and follow me, because you got the word. Sometimes the faith that comes by hearing the word, that the word is, come and see. Just follow me, trust me, and you'll see. I got it. It'll all work out. But I don't know how it's going to work. I'm like going, well, how's it going to work out? Come and see. Well, can't you give me a hint? Come and see. I'd feel better if I had some idea, because from this perspective, nothing looks like it could ever work out. Come and see. Just follow me. Trust me. And then you'll see. That is so important. And that's often where we get in trouble. And we find ourselves into anxiety and fear and all kinds of stuff because we want to see. But he wants us to trust him. Even when we can't see. Because there's a lot of times that we have to trust him through the valley of the shadow of death, where there's just shadows and we can't see anything. All we know is that I'm trusting in his leadership. Remember I said this a few weeks ago, is that your ability to hear God perfectly is not what's most important. It's your trusting in his perfect leadership is the most important thing. But we believe somehow we're going to miss it, mess up, because we are not sure we can hear God's will perfectly. Your capacity to hear his voice perfectly, discern his will perfectly, isn't the more as important as your trusting in his perfect leadership. Because there's a lot of unknowns, right? This is, now tomorrow we're going to talk about faith too, a really cool place, and something in my time with the Lord this morning just really blessed me so much. But remember this from Song of Solomon, those of you who get to hear Song of Solomon around here much. This whole description of being in Christ and in Christ journeying through this wilderness of this fallen world, and then in describing in sort of poetic metaphoric language, resting in Christ in this two-seater traveling couch, being carried along. It is a traveling couch of Solomon, 60 mighty men around it, of the mighty men of Israel. All of them are welders of the sword, experts at war, and each one of the sword at his side, guarding against the terrors of the night. What's the problem with the night? You can't see. You can't see around the corner. But it doesn't matter. He does. And it's the night terrors. I don't mean by that dreams. The night terrors, the things that we can't see, that blows us away. But you have to remember, this is one of the great promises I throw myself on all the time. He's an expert at whatever that battle is. He's the expert at war. You don't need all the information. Just follow and trust him. Come and see. I've told this story a little bit, but some years ago, Bill will remember it, we had done some investing. We trusted somebody with some money to do some investing, and basically they stole all our money, all of our money. And this one investment that was supposed to be paid, that was going to pay off the taxes on it, it just didn't work out. So we ended up owing like $42,000. That's like $42 million to us. And it was like the fall of the year. And I couldn't figure out how in the world I was going to pay that off, because it had to be paid off by income tax time. But the Lord just, this is when he spoke this word to me. He just said, just come and see. And it ministered to me so much that I didn't have to know the answer. I just needed to follow him, and I would see that he was an expert at this warfare too, at this battle too. I didn't have to be afraid of the terrorists by night. And then through a conversation with Bill, didn't lend me the money or give me the money. I would give his praise if he did. But through a conversation with him, God showed, oh, wow, it's there. And I didn't have a clue it was there. But I remember how powerful that was. The money was there to pay it off, but I didn't have a clue. But how it ministered to me, it kept me from wringing my hands and being anxious about an overwhelming, way beyond anything in the natural I could ever deal with. But what gave me peace was this word. That's where it came from. When I saw that was the first thing he said to his first disciples. And he said, Chuck, this is discipleship 101. Because there's going to be a lot of times in your life where you're not going to be able to see. But if you'll just come, follow me, then you'll see. Because where you're going, I'm going to be there, and then you'll see what I've done. That's faith, an important part of a life of faith. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.